Good evening, friends and family, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast live call. We're here getting settled in for another amazing week where we've been talking about mean what you say and say what you mean. And just in a few minutes, we'll be getting on Facebook Live where we get to interact, ask questions, and dig deeper into this amazing topic. Just yesterday, we got to share in some scriptures. Right, that if you look at the definitions based off of the world versus truly what God means in his word, we can make some very different decisions in our lives. But we've got to understand every word that is spoken, every word that is said, every word that comes out of our own mouths. We've got to have that understanding. And the only way that we can understand the words of God is if we're study up and take the time to truly learn all that he is trying to share with us. All right? Our Heavenly Father has been so kind because he's given us the example of showing exactly what his word means. But what us as humans will be so quick to use words to promise anything and then do the exact opposite. We promise things and then cannot be faithful in them. But God looks to us to be faithful in everything that we say. Isn't that the truth? So know the words that we share, know how we're using them, and understand, truly understand, mean what to say and say what you mean. So once again, that's that topic. That's the topic we've been on this week. That's what we're going forward tonight in. So please take this time because we're about to get in. Invite a friend or two because every last one of us have been in a situation where we've had to apologize for words. Let's not have to do that anymore. Let's understand mean what you say and say what you mean. Let's go ahead and get started with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful on yourself.
Great, thank you.
Well, good deal. I want to get ready to get started on the call. So, Ms. Tiana, if you don't mind, go ahead and open us up with prayer, and then we're going to get started on the call.
Sounds great. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this awesome opportunity to just come together, fellowship with one another, no matter where we are in this world. You've truly given us this gift of technology and the opportunity to learn and know your word each and every day. So Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this call, let us learn all that you have for us to learn and take away all that you have for us to take away so that our words represent you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. So this week we've been talking about, you know, mean what you say and say what you mean, and it's been powerful. Before I get started, I'm going to give Mr. DJ the floor. Mr. DJ, how are you this evening?
I'm all right, man. I done got talked around. I mean, I talked into house sitting for a guinea pig. So if you hear any squealing or whistling, it ain't me. The kids are on winter break. But they done talked me into keeping this thing.
That's so, it. That's what's up there. Well, look.
There am I.
Dude, tell us what you got, man.
Say what you mean what you say. Prime example, you know, I was saying that you're welcome in my house all the time and all of this good stuff, but I didn't really mean for the pet to come over here, okay? So you have to make it plain. You have to make it clear. Sometimes what I gathered this week is, you know, you can talk yourself out of a blessing, you know, by what the words that you say. You may say something and then don't mean it. And to sum it all up, follow the rules. You know, we want people to follow our rules, but yet we're not following God's rules. So just think about that. I mean, if you got a list of rules, then who's in charge? Is it God or are you putting your own self in charge? You got a rule. You don't wear shoes in your house. You don't do this. You don't do that. But God has some rules too. What about his rules? You know, and we get mad when people don't follow rules. So imagine how mad you think you're making him when you ain't following his. Take self out of the equation and give account to what you say. because you will have to give account to God, whether you know it or not. Oh, you're going to give account to it. So stand up and own it. If you said something wrong, apologize. Ask for forgiveness. If you don't know the answer to something, say, I don't know. I mean, but don't misuse that. The most vicious thing that we have in our mouth is the tongue. So make sure you take heed to that and use it wisely. Don't talk out of emotion, you know, or out of anger. Sometimes you need to meditate. Sometimes you need to talk to God, not out loud. That'll help you think a little better so you can really hear yourself. Get to a quiet place. And like I said, use it wisely and go from there.
All right. All right. Tiana, what about you real quickly?
Yeah, so mean what you say what you mean. This week, like you said, has been a powerful one because it's brought us back to, one, do we have understanding of the words that we're choosing to use? Many a times there's situations where we want to sound more intelligent. We want to sound smarter by choosing words. But in reality, we're not even understanding what we're saying ourselves. And in that, then we can make a fool of ourselves. We can cause disruption in a situation. We can hurt others. And our words should be words to be used for uplifting. God tells us that his word, and if we were grounded in him, we would be using his word. His word is to be used to teach, to correct, to rebuke. That's what his word is to be used for. So are we making choices aligned with him so that we're following what his word is to be used for? That's what I have to share this evening.
All right. Well, y'all, mean what you say. Say what you mean. Let me go ahead and start this live so y'all can see me out there. Let me know when y'all see me now.
Okay.
All right.
Mr. Carr, can I put a question out there while everybody's getting online?
Of course. What you got?
Are we held accountable for things that we do not know? Oftentimes, well, I didn't know. But are we being held accountable for things that we don't know?
Right. Okay. Good question.
Just put that out there to him.
All right. How are you doing, Miss Tiana? Who is that?
All right.
We are there. We're going live. Okay. Miss Sharon, how are you? Miss Jocelyn? All right. So, y'all, we're talking about meaning what you say and saying what you mean. How you doing, Miss Sharon? Right. So, I'm going to open it up with this one. I got the Miss Tiana. I'm asked, I have the questions from Mr. DJ, so I'm going to pose those. So, if you should have any others. Please, you can do that. And on the phone line, star 5, all right? Star 5. How you doing, Ms. Latonya and Ms. Natasha? Okay, Ms. Carrie, how are you? Ms. Tara? How are you all doing? So, y'all, we talk about Ms. Arlene, how are you? Ms. Robin and Ms. Brenda, all right? So, we're talking about meaning what you say. How you doing, Ms. Andrea? Okay, Ms. Tillman. And saying what you mean. This is important, all right? So, the first question I'm going to throw out there. The question is, we all say hurtful things. Should we take it to heart when people are angry and say some things that hurt our feelings?
Can you repeat that, Mr. Carr?
All say some hurtful things. Should we take it personal when people say things when they are angry? Should we take it personal? How you doing, Ms. Moore? Okay. Ms. Priceless, how are you? Mr. DJ. We all say some hurtful things, and you should mean what you say when you say it. Should we take it personal? How you doing, Ms. Deshaun?
We shouldn't. Uh-huh. My answer is we should not. But the human side of us are going to have emotions.
Okay.
But we shouldn't. We shouldn't take it personal. If everybody kept it, as they say, 100, then you know it's business. It's not personal. It is what it is.
All right. How you doing, Ms. Evada, Ms. Ann? Who I missed up there because I don't want them to get mad at me. Ms. Angela, how are you? Right? So we all say some hurtful things. Should we take it personal when someone says something when they are angry? Well. Mr. DJ said no. It's priceless that no. I'm going to tell you like this. At what point should I not believe you? At what point should I not believe? Because I'm of this proponent. Yes, we say some hurtful things and we get angry. But you do know that you're responsible for what comes out of your mouth, even when you're angry, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes.
I don't care how mad you get mad at mama and daddy. You know you have a good relationship with them. You don't say some crazy stuff like, I hope you kill yourself. Unless you're crazy.
Right.
I used to Miss Carolyn and Miss Kay. Ms. Evada said, it depends. I agree with you. It depends. See, my thing is, at what point do we stop believing people? Because I want to believe you at all times, even when you're angry. Because y'all know when you're angry, it reveals true character, right?
Right.
It does.
All right? What'd you say, Ms. Jocelyn? Yes. If they say it, anger, then they must have to mean. Okay, you have to mean it. Okay, if they say it angry, they mean it. Okay. Ms. Arlene said no. The truth hurts. However, we should have respect with the delivery of what we are trying to say. Okay. Ms. Tiana said it's typically when there is heightened emotions that the truth comes out. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Jackie? Ms. Andrea said yes. If somebody's angry, should they mean what they say at all times? How you doing, Ms. Dominique? Of course. Because even in your anger, it still shows some things. It reveals a lot of things. Because when you're angry, it's almost like this. Even if it was something small, you blow it up to something large. For instance, you're never on time. Look at the word that said never.
Right.
You said never, right? You're angry.
Yes.
So that means, Mr. DJ, out of 365 days last week, you came to pick me up on time every time, but four times you was late. So in my anger, I'm going to make that something that was minute, large. You're never on time because I'm angry. So when people are angry and they say hurtful things, it may be something small, but it's truth in it. You do know that, right?
Right.
You make me sick. I wish you was never here. I'm going to tell you like this. I believe you.
Yep.
Because it's your responsibility to come clean and tell the truth up front. So when you're angry, don't talk about where I was mad. We all get mad, but you still should know how to hold that tongue of yours, right?
That's right.
Right.
Huh? Because y'all know when people get angry. Let a man get angry at his woman. Now, woman, if you want to know the truth, he about to tell you everything that he meant. Yeah, I slept with your cousin. Now what? See, he's mad. He's telling you something now. Even if he didn't sleep with her, he wanted to, he thought about it, something happened
yep.
now. Oh, something happened.
Yep.
Even if it was just a thought. Y'all gotta catch it now.
The truth.
y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
This is some real stuff. I'm trying to get everybody back on the screen right there. How you doing, Ms. Shayla and Ms. Corsha? Miss Courtney and Miss who is that? Miss Deborah and Miss Monica, how are you all doing? Miss Jennifer, how are you? Okay. Miss Evada said, in the heat of the moment, the truth comes out. There you go. Believe what people say. Okay? And it's real. Because when we're angry, y'all know good and well when you're angry, the person that you love the least about to get your wrath, the person that you really respect, even in your anger, you'll temper your words. You know that? You'll be careful what you say.
That's right. Yes.
So when people start talking loosely to you and they're angry, that very well may be that you're at the bottom of that totem pole.
Mm-hmm.
Because who get angry and start cursing God out? You mother. Who?
No.
And then come back to God. Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So remember, like you said, Ms. Andrea, life and death lie in the power of the tongue. It's a powerful thing, the tongue is. So when you're angry, see, when you have heat to something, you can identify heat exposes a lot of things. Y'all know that?
Oh, yes.
It does.
Exactly what they said was the absolute, I wish you get ran over by a truck. They don't mean that. That just means they don't want to be bothered with you. Listen to what they just said. They don't want to be bothered. So they just said something to you. It's on you to decide if you're going to accept it or reject it. See, I accept it. Because, see, I love an honest enemy. Oh, I can't stand a lying friend.
So give me the honest enemy that says I don't like you. Listen, you telling me what it is, and I know I heard what you said, and I know you meant what you said. So I'm not going to allow you to get that close to me.
Right.
Exactly.
I can't stand the one who say I love you, but really don't.
Amen.
All right.
And Mr. Carr, that there's no excuse. Some people are saying that, you know, what if you drink or what if you drunk and you say something that you don't mean? I mean, that same, I can go out with two friends, one and drink the same alcohol. One of them will tell you some stuff that will hurt your feelings. Other one go home and go to sleep. So obviously it ain't the alcohol, it's what's in you.
What song is there, blame it on alcohol?
It wasn't you. You know, same. There's some people who drink and go home and go to bed. You know,
All right. How you doing, Miss Boyd and Miss Cynthia Young? How are you, Miss Jocelyn? What you said? Some people will try and cut you deep just to win an argument. Then try to apologize. Boy, Miss Jocelyn, I want to give you a high five. That's absolutely true. People will try and use words of anger to cut you deep just to win, and then turn back and apologize and say, I didn't mean that.
Right.
Well, you meant it. How you doing, Ms. Kim and Ms. Katina? Ms. Katina, how are you? And Ms. Sandra, how y'all doing this evening? Ms. Nifa? So, y'all, here we go. Our next email question.
We actually have, Mr. Carr, we have someone with a hand raised on the phone.
Come on, what we got?
All right. Good evening, caller.
Good evening. How you doing?
Great, thank you. What questions do you have this evening?
I was trying to respond to the question he asked, the man asked Mr. Carr.
Okay, what we got?
And well, it can go two or three ways. Was he talking about when you respond to questions with anger or despite or whatever, but you're supposed to think about God first when you're answering that question towards that person, if you really love them or cherish them or whatever.
Okay.
The first way, in God's way, you're supposed to love them no matter what they say, and don't take it to your heart, because sometimes people just being hurt and abused so much that they say stuff to even the person they close to them and make them get run away from them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in the devil way, the devil using them, despite if they drinking, partying, popping pills on drugs or well, they gonna speak their mind, but they gonna tell you the truth at the same time.
Okay. All right.
But you got to look at it from both perspectives, God and devil. One got to fight the other. So either they got to choose a side or not be nothing at all.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. They got to choose a side. All right. So thank you so much, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. You got to choose it. Hey, listen, when people are angry, how you doing, Ms. Crystal? The truth will come out. Okay, so it's on you. You have to know who you're dealing with. Okay, grace and mercy runs out. Somebody can only call you a bitch for so long.
Right.
Yep.
Somebody don't want to hear that. Because how long does it take? How many times does it take for a man to disrespect you? And you talk about he don't really mean it. What next? See, the first one is verbal abuse. Right.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
The second one, check it out now. The first one is verbal. The second one is emotional abuse. The third one is physical abuse. Why we got to get to stage three before we believe what they said in stage one?
All right.
They ain't call their mama that. And if they call their mama that, why would you want to be a part of that? Because how they treat her is how they going to treat you.
Yep.
Right? They meant exactly
yes,
what they
right.
said. You understand? They meant it.
Yep.
Well, that's just their lifestyle. Well, it wouldn't be a lifestyle that you should be a part of. Okay? You got to be careful of that. How you doing, Miss Erica? All right? Let's get to our next question. I think Miss Sharon posed the question up front, up top, Miss Kiana. You get that one?
I will grab that.
Okay, the question says, are we held accountable for the things we are supposed to say but don't? Whoa. Y'all mean what you say and say what you mean. Are you held accountable for the things you are supposed to say? How you doing, Ms. Rodriguez? But you don't? Talk to me.
Absolutely, yes.
Talk to me, Mr. DJ. What you got? You said yes?
Absolutely, yes.
Come on.
Yes, you're supposed to pray to God. You're supposed to send him praise, and you're supposed to give thanks. He's supposed to bless your food. So when you don't do that, yes, you're gonna get held accountable in many different ways. But you're gonna be held accountable.
All right. Y'all, Facebook Live, everybody on the phone. Star 5 if you want to answer this now. Are we held accountable for the things that we are supposed to say, but we don't?
Yeah.
Let me throw this question out there. Let me piggyback off that question and to that point, but let me show you something. Are we held accountable for the things that we not only supposed to say, but are we held accountable for the things that we're supposed to mean, but we don't mean it? Because y'all know we'll say things, but we'll wink, wink. I ain't mean that. God only told me to say it. No, I meant it. So are we held accountable for the things that we're not only supposed to say, but the things that we're supposed to mean?
I don't know of any excuse called ignorance. When you get before our Maker, you know, he asks you, why did you do this or why did you do that? I don't know nobody say, well, I didn't know that I had to pray. Or I didn't know if you were real or not. There's no excuse for ignorance. I'm sorry. You pay for what you, excuse me, my mom used to always say, you pay for what you don't know. So make sure you learn all you can. You know, you pay for what you don't know. Mm-hmm.
You know, Miss Alicia, Miss Crystal said, I feel as though you are. If God told you to say it, then you will be held accountable. Absolutely. Miss Tiana said, we must be held accountable for what we don't say. For example, if we can lie without even speaking a word. We can lie without even speaking a word. All right. Miss Natasha said, yes, we are, because when you don't, you are cheating yourself and the person / situation. I love that. See, when you don't say what God tell you to say, when you don't mean what God tell you to mean, let me tell y'all what I mean by that. We initially say, hey, I'm done. I'm getting a divorce. Or I'm done. I'm not fooling with you no more. Or I'm done. I'm cutting you off. We'll say that. But the meaning part is the follow through. So we'll say it, and we teeter-totter with God. So we start off one way. You ever seen somebody? They together, then they not together. Then they together again, then they not together. Something ain't right. Because if you keep on going back and forth like a seesaw, the person who you're supposed to be impacting impacts you. They will no longer believe another word you have to say.
Come on.
Right.
That's why it's important before you say it, make sure it came from God and not your emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Sound about right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So are we obligated? Are we held responsible? How you doing, Miss Ebony? Okay, are we held responsible? Of course we are. When God says say something, he means say it. As a matter of fact, the Bible puts it this way. Say what you mean and mean what you say. When you see your brother in error, right? If you see your brother in error, you go to them in love and restore them, lest he be tempted and also fail. Now watch this. How many people do not do that when God said to do it? He told you to go to them in love. You know what happens is we start to muddy the water, because if I tell them something, it's like I'm judging them. How is that a form of judgment that God said go to them in L-O-V-E and restore them?
Right.
You don't have no problem restoring your children. You say exactly what God told you to say, and you say something, and you mean what God didn't tell you to mean. You spank your kids without even explanation. You don't even tell them why. You just tell them, hey, because you look like your daddy, and I meant that. That's why. Oh, we didn't want to tell the truth now, huh?
Okay. Yes, sir.
I'll move on. But you said, Ms. Carey, yes, we should speak guided by the Spirit. That's right. All right. Ms. Sienna said, my people die for a lack of knowledge. Ms. Jennifer said, yes. You are held accountable when I go out to lunch with friends. I close my eyes and pray over my food. I don't care who's watching. My coworkers are ashamed to do so. All right, now. All right, now.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Crystal say the tongue is powerful. Be careful. All right. Ms. Latonya said, yes. Keyword supposed to, meaning we should speak up because it's the right thing to do, regardless of how we view things. You know what? Peter didn't speak up, and Peter denied Jesus. So when you say what you mean what you say and say what you mean, see, people think that denying Jesus is I don't go to church. Oh, I go to church. No, denying Jesus is when he tells you to do something and you don't do it. So when he tells you to speak up and mean what you say, don't do it, you have just denied Jesus. Then he says, in in order to follow him, you must first deny yourself. That means you should yield to God. That means, you know, when you yield in traffic, that means you stop.
Mm. Amen.
Yes.
The opposite of deny is access. So which one has access? So when God tells you to do something, he means it. Y'all know that?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Yes, sir.
It might not be very popular, but it's the truth. All right, here we go. Next question. I have one, Miss Tiana. The question says this. Now, remember, y'all on the phone line, make sure you star 5. Don't be bashful. Okay? If I can change my mind, if I change my mind, does that mean I never meant what I initially said? Well, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ.
If you change your mind.
If I change my mind, does that mean I never meant what I initially said?
You are allowed to change your mind. I just caution you about speaking your mind out loud all the time and so quick. You're very well allowed to change your mind. You can, you know, emotion. We may be angry, 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 but you don't have to speak on it or be act on it. So just caution you about that tongue. It's be very cautious about that tongue.
But give me an answer, yes or no. If I change my mind, does that mean I never meant what I initially said?
If you change it, of course. Yeah, you didn't mean it. That's why you changed your mind.
Ms. Boyd and Ms. Tiana say yes, and I agree with everybody. I agree with Mr. DJ, too. If I change my mind, does that mean I never meant what I initially said? Of course. That means I didn't mean it. In other words, the Bible says to renew the mind. To renew means it's already new, renew. But see, he needs you to have a changed heart. You know, change of heart, that means my initial pattern in the world, I was doing it. I thought I meant it. Y'all ever been in a relationship with something that you shouldn't have been in a relationship with? You chased something that you shouldn't have chased? You followed something that you shouldn't have followed? You cheated on some taxes? You did some things? But see, that was that old mind. Now that you have a changed mind, that means I never meant that. I mean, I meant it while I was doing it. But now that I've come into this new understanding, I changed my mind. I changed my ways. So now I see that I never meant that in the first place. That's why I changed.
Right.
Change means I never meant the initial. Okay.
Makes sense.
It's okay to change your mind from the world to God, but it's not okay to change your mind from God to the world.
All right.
Makes sense. Huh? Y'all ever seen somebody in love with the right thing and then turn back to something bad? Now, that's a bad place. Now, watch this. Watch this now. This is a good question. To spin off this. If I change my mind from what is good to what is evil, does that mean I never meant what I initially said?
One more time. If I change my mind from what is good to what is evil?
From something that is righteous and I turn to change to something that is evil, does that mean I never meant what I initially said about the good?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes. That was your thought all along. If you change, again, if you change your mind, then erase everything you said the first time out. That means your intentions were ill-gotten all along. You correcting yourself, you know.
I love this. I love this. Thank you, Mr. I love this. If you change your mind from being straight, no disrespect to anybody, but I'm going to call it what it is, and then you turn gay, does that mean you never meant to be straight in the first place? Absolutely not. If you change your mind from God to the devil, that means that you never meant that you love God in the first place? Absolutely not. You know why I say that? It's because how many times we go from what's right or what's good to what's bad, only to find out what's bad was never good for us in the first place.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm about to get deep, y'all. If you're not ready for deep conversations, this might not be the call for you. Because we're going to do shallow. So in other words, mean what you say and say what you mean. Because you went from something great to something Satan offered, does that mean that you never loved the great thing in the first place? That don't mean that you didn't love it. That just means that temptation pulled you away, your own lust and desires, and you was blinded. That don't mean that you didn't love it. That don't mean that you didn't mean it. But you do know that sin, and the reason I say this, we all have sinned, right, and fallen short of the glory of God? That means that you was once in love, so now that you're outside of God and you're in sin, that means you never loved God in the first place. That's a lie. Oh, you loved him. It's just that you focused on this little thing called sin so much to where you looked up and you was a far distance away from the shore. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Clark?
Of course you can. What you got?
And I understand what we're saying, but if you holding on to God's unchanging hand and you decide to let that hand go and it's time for judgment, then you need to get right. I'm just saying that don't mean that you never, you know, loved him. Like you said, you done fell off to your ill-gotten ways, but depending on where you are, you know, you need to get right, period. Now,
well,
do you have the opportunity to get his hands? Yes, you always got the opportunity to do that. But you
Watch this, Mr. DJ. Remember God said his ways are not our ways, and you remember that? His thoughts are not our thoughts. Remember that? Y'all mean what you say and say what you mean. In other words, God has woven into our life room for error. If it wasn't good, God would never accept us back. In other words, he would never redeem us. In other words, if we messed up one time, y'all know a person messed up one time with you, and that's a wrap. Well, God is not us. We are not God. In other words, go back to God, go back to the world. If they meant the world, meaning they never meant they loved me, if they never meant they loved God, he would never accept them back. But see, here's the thing. Sin confuses. Sin blinds. Sin makes one drunk. So God says, even in your sin state, I'm going to come after you. He wouldn't go after nothing that never meant to love him in the first place.
All right.
So before we harsh to judgment on people, consider ourselves. Follow that now. Because up until your last breath, you can get it right with God.
That's right.
Yep.
Right? What'd you say, Ms. Angela?
Right.
We are sinners. We fall, but we have to get up back. That's right. Get back on track. Okay? Ms. Ebony says she has fallen short. Ms. How you doing, Ms. Misty? Ms. Alicia said no, because you backslide and you realize God is all you need. That's right. And we are, I like that, Ms. Alicia. We backslide. That don't mean that you never love God. You didn't mean, just because we backslide didn't mean that, that does not mean when you turn away from God, that doesn't mean that I didn't love God in the first place. So, and I'm saying this, anybody in a relationship, listen to me. You may be thinking out of pride and anger and hurt. Don't you know when you hurt, you also take people's words the wrong way. You take their actions the wrong way. Listen to me now, because we'll say, well, if they really love me, they wouldn't. But consider yourself, because if you really love God, would you? Uh-oh, you did, right? Did that mean you ain't love God? But Mr. Carr, that's God. Here's the thing. We should be Christian God-like, meaning peculiar, different, ain't bloodline. Now, that I'm not telling you to be stupid and stay if you don't want to stay. But what I am saying is don't be a hypocrite. Don't tell them that they didn't love you because we've made mistakes and we love God, a God that we can't even see.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, Mr. Carr must be going through. He must have did something. No, he ain't do nothing. Well, hold on. His record clean. Somebody say, I know him. How would you know? Tell me. You follow me? Y'all see what I'm saying? So my thing is, mean what you say and say what you mean. When your heart is pure, let God lead you even when they do wrong. That does not mean they never loved you. We can, listen, we are all sheep, and sheep are easily swayed. Because every decision you made wasn't good. And sometimes, women, you went to that wrong man, and men, you went to that wrong woman. Huh? Right? Did that mean you didn't love God's initial plan? That didn't mean that you didn't love it. That means we strayed away from it. Now it's time to get back on track. Fair enough?
Okay. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
All right, what you said, Ms. McCartney, yes, whenever one changes his or her mind, the latter goes against what they originally said. Ms. LaTanya, I know what you meant. Don't worry about it. You know, I got to go. All right, here we go. All right, next email question, y'all. All right, The email question says, Mr. DJ, this is directly for you. My husband constantly cheats on me, and everyone tells me to divorce. By me not divorcing him, am I keeping my word to God, or am I being stupid?
Hmm. That's a tough one. If you you went to God with your husband as one, you went, there's a contract. It's a three-way contract. And God don't change. He always don't honor the contract. He's the righteous one. He's the creator of the contract. But someone else is breaking the contract, and this guy's constantly telling you he don't want to be with you and showing you that my honest opinion, yeah, you're being stupid. You need to hold tighter to God and lean on the understanding. And if you are seeing this, then, you know, that's plainly showing you what time it is. So, yeah, I don't think that's breaking your vows or your contract. You saying what you meant and meaning what you say. Sometimes you can do that. That don't mean everybody's going to honor what you say. You know, there's people, I don't know. It's like when you lending somebody some money, you can sincerely say, hey, yeah, you know, you can borrow this. Oh, yeah, I'll pay you back. And sometimes they don't.
Okay.
I mean, you know, so, yeah, you're not breaking your commitment. I don't, like I said, that's just my opinion.
Okay. All right. So, y'all, here's the question. My husband constantly cheats on me, and everyone tells me to divorce. By me not divorcing him, am I keeping my word to God, or am I being stupid? My husband constantly cheats on me, and everyone tells me to divorce him. By me not divorcing him, am I keeping my word to God? Or am I being stupid? Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Take the first part out. It doesn't matter what everyone else isn't living in your house. Everyone else
isn't
a part of that holy matrimony that God created to be one. Remember the Bible says, do not covet your neighbor's house. COVET. That means don't desire what they have. In other words, I don't even desire what you have to say. I listen to God and God alone. Right? Ms. Shabri, you said what? You have to let God lead you, not what other people are saying. That's right. Okay? Ms. Alicia said, but is that scripture? What is God telling you? That's right. Ms. Tiana said, what is God telling you? That's right. You understand? Your husband is committing adultery. You have a right to separate. You have a right to demolish. The Bible says,
right.
Unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness. Look at the word faithful. When God say marriage unfaithfulness, can y'all listen to me? Listen to this. I mean what I say, and I'm saying what I mean. God meant what he said, and he said, when he said marriage unfaithfulness is if I'm married to a woman, watch this, I'm married to a woman, and this is God at the top of our marriage, if she is unfaithful to him, she's unfaithful to me. See, this is when divorce happens. See, if I can't help you rekindle your relationship with God, this one ain't going to work because God put us together. God put the foundations on, so it'll never work. See, marriage unfaithfulness does not mean that they're unfaithful to you. Marriage unfaithfulness, I'm talking to the real people in God now. Because, see, a lot of us put ourselves above God. Oh, yeah. And we mean that, too. In other words, I don't care. Y'all know we mean that. Watch this. Watch what I mean by this. We put ourselves above God because, see, it's okay for us to have sex before marriage. But it's not okay that when we're in a relationship or married, that you have sex on me with another woman. So what happened to y'all both lying to God? So it was okay for them to cheat on God with you, but it's not okay for them to cheat on you.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Amen.
Well, now I'm talking about it. Right? People don't understand this one, right? People don't want to look at it like that. But that is a clear sign that we're putting ourselves above God. Well, I know everybody got quiet on that one. I knew it. Because you know why? Because people never want to expose themselves. We never want to look at ourselves in the mirror. We'll get mad when somebody has sex on us, but we don't have a problem with people having sex, premarital sex with us. In other words, we put ourselves above God. You hurt me. But what about you and him hurting God? What about that?
Right.
Right.
Hello? But I thought you said you meant what you said when you say I love God. Did you know the definition of love? In other words, if you lack understanding, how could you ever mean anything that you say? Because the Bible says, if you love me, you will obey me. So how can we love God without obedience?
Okay.
I didn't think I was going to get a lot of amens on that one. What's going on, Juan? Going on, Elder? Okay. Ms. Nadina? How you doing, Ms. Henry? So what you say, Ms. Alicia? You go to God and wait for instructions, not your friend's reply. Ms. Jennifer says, you are not being stupid at all. Him constantly cheating on you and not honoring his vows. Ms. Jennifer, you know I love you, right? She say vows, V-O-W-E-L-S. I love you. I know what you mean. I love you. I got you. there was
A-L-U.
If the marriage is salvageable, oh, she came back with a big word, salvageable. That's a two-lane word. Salvageable, then say, let it go. All right, now. Teach discernment, Ms. Angela says. All right. That's some good stuff, y'all. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Gabby? Ms. Crystal, here go our counselor. Boy, she about to school us. What'd you say, Ms. Crystal? Ms. Crystal said, first, your husband didn't keep his promise to you and to God. Marriage should consist of three people, you, him, and God. The only threesome allowed. Lord. Yep. Y'all put them kids to bed. We mean what we say tonight. Saying what we mean.
That's
okay?
Right.
That's the only threesome allowed. Now, you can't let other people tell you what to do. You have to pray and communicate with your husband. Then, based upon those conversations, you make your decision from there. Better yet, you and God make the choice. Understand this. By him being unfaithful to you, he is unfaithful to God and his promise to him to care for you. And you're right. I don't have nothing to add to that. She said that. Miss Angela, what you say? Right is right and wrong is wrong, no matter who it is. All right. I know you're tired, Miss Jennifer. You know I love you. I got your back, though. All right. So y'all remember the question? My husband constantly cheats on me, and everyone tells me to divorce. By me not divorcing him, am I keeping my word to God? Am I being stupid? Okay. Follow God, please. You're not being stupid. Do what God tells you to do. Okay, people call Jesus stupid. In the long run,
yes, they sure did.
You understand? So mean
they
what you
sure
say.
Did.
Say what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, power for me, Miss Kiss. Okay, power for you too. You did that. All right, here go the next question, Miss Tiana. Miss Tiana, I'm gonna start it off with you. They said, can Miss Tiana just give me a 5-second answer? Is that even possible?
Yes.
Mean what you
right,
say,
right.
Don't lie.
Yes or no. Yes
yeah.
or no.
Yeah, all right, the question says, God said he would never leave nor forsake me. Why does it feel like he has at times when I need him the most? Did he really mean what he said, or was that just some faith talk? Oh.
Ooh. Yes, God means what he says. It just may not be what you are expecting. Wait on him, and you will see.
That was over
five seconds.
We'll take that one.
Can you repeat the question so I can post it, sir?
You're 5 seconds up, ma'am. See, I just want to add on, boy, that thing. Flick with.
No, I'm just asking. Can you repeat the question so I can post it?
Okay. The question said, Mr. DJ, God said he would never leave nor forsake me. Why does it feel like he has at times when I need him the most? Did he really mean what he said, or was there just some faith talk?
Absolutely, yes. God never lies. He says what he means, and he means what he says. You listening to your emotion rather than listening to God. That's what's going on. Because you said, why does it feel like? True, there's lots of things that don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, absolutely, yes.
Y'all know it's real? A lot of times, what we say, actions speak louder than words.
Speak louder than words.
Indicates
right.
You mean what you said. Here's the problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
What about the inactions of God? Because a lot of times, God don't come when you want him to come.
Mm. Come on.
True.
He said he would never leave you, though. And it feels like he's strength. Did God mean that? What about God's action? Why so many people stuck in poverty? Why so many people getting killed? why when God said I would never leave you?
And Mr. Carr, I just got to say this. I'm sorry, but God is omnipotent. He's God all by himself. When your mama tell you, I'm going to staple your head together or I'm going to knock you in the middle of next week, you don't take it to heart then. You might think she going to do that. But I'm saying, so why question God? I'm just saying, when he tell you, I got you, then you need to know I got you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about your obedience into his faith.
Mean what you say. Listen, Miss Natasha said she never left you. You may have left him, and his timing is not ours.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Miss My Blessings? Miss Krista said, no, he means it. God never said it would be easy. However, it is all worth it. Keep your faith and trust in him. You're absolutely right. How you doing, Miss Martin? So, what you say, Miss Tiana? It is all in God's timing. His spirit is with us at all times and all places. Trust in him. God said he'll never leave you. He meant that. He said that. God said he will never leave you, but at times it feels like you left all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever mean it? Or was this just some fake talk? I want y'all to put yourself in a position where you're actually going through. See, it's easy to look at it when you're in cool air, but what about when you're in hell?
Mm-hmm.
You're actually going through.
Right.
Because what's the first thing that we say? Nobody's there for me. And we literally get mad at people when God said, I isolated you for my purpose.
Yep.
Y'all know that? We get mad at people when God said, I wanted you solo. Don't get mad at people. Remember, people are not your God. So why would I get mad at something that's not my God? They can't fulfill on that. Their last name is not Christ. They don't walk on water. But why would I get mad at them?
Mr. Carr, if it's God, isn't it faith, though?
I'm sorry, say that again?
If it's God, isn't that faith, though? He is the faith. I mean, I'm saying, that's that's faith, though. Yeah, but it's real. That's what I'm trying to understand. Everybody, is it faith, though? Yeah. It's faith, though.
God meant what he said, and he said what he meant. It's faith, talk, but it takes a faith ear to receive it.
Amen.
All right? So he meant it.
Mm-hmm.
It's faith ear to receive it. But watch this. It's one thing to be in a relationship, right? It's one thing to say it. It's one thing to get it and be in it. But it's another thing to cultivate it and grow it. See, it's three different things. So God said it.
Right.
Faith talk. It takes a faith in to receive what he said because he meant it, but it takes a faith heart to be faithful in it. There you go.
Come on.
You see the three components? God's lips, our ears, but our heart. It came from his heart, out his mouth, to our ears, to our heart. So you got to cultivate everything that he said.
Right.
In other words, even though it looks like he's not there, even though it feels like he's not there, he meant it. He can't lie, so I believe him. So even if I should fall and stumble, that means he's right there. He must have wanted me to fall and stumble. It's okay, because I'm going to get up. Hello?
Tell it.
Okay.
We have a question on the phone, Mr. Carr.
Okay, what we got?
Good evening, caller. What is your question this evening?
Good evening. The question I have is there ever a time when it's okay not to fulfill on what we said we would do?
Get that thing. Where she at? Where you at? What school you went to? What's that, you Clinton? Ask that question again.
Okay, hold on. All right, the question is there ever a time when it's okay not to fulfill on what we said we would do?
You mean like lie? Is there ever a time to lie? Oh, yeah. You know what? That's a good question. I'm going to tell you why. And you might get wrong. I mean, mad at me for saying this. They have a gay pride parade. They have all kinds of quote-unquote rights, and there's not a liar's day. I'm sorry. I don't celebrate sin. You're a liar, then you're a liar by yourself. I don't need a parade for that. I don't need, you know, to respect me because I'm a liar. No, that's not in God's eyes. So, no. You know, I'm glad you said that. There's no special day for that.
That's right. It's never okay to lie. You got to mean what you say and say what you mean. Now, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will surmise that it is okay to lie. For instance, if it's a life or death situation, if you got to get out of the hands of danger and somebody's saying, hey, you know, what? Well, I'll give it to you. It don't matter. I'll give it to you. You know, people think that's okay. As a matter of fact, the most vulnerable time where you see that when people don't mean what they say is right in a heightened capacity of sex. Boy, women,
yep.
If you want to hear any lie, he can tell you right then.
Mm-hmm.
I told the fellas under the bus, I'm not. I'm really not. I'm really not.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to hear a lie, but see, here's the thing. Hold on now. Let me get mean what you say and say what you mean. Women, let us not act like we don't like the lie. Because we want a man talking about, I go 2 hours, I'm going to break your back. Baby, 30 seconds and 2 hours mean totally different things. 5 minutes don't mean no 2 hours. Listen. Yeah. But we want the lie because we want to be stimulated. A lot of times people want to be stimulated by the lie. Just tell the truth. The best I can give you is 8 minutes. Now, I'm going to be 8 minutes strong. But we're good. I mean, you don't run on the treadmill.
And Mr. Carr, we ain't under the bus, but speaking from the back of the bus, 18 years is a lie. That's a big, big lie, if you know what I mean. You know, yeah, it's your baby, and it ain't.
That's right.
So I'm just speaking up for the fellas. Exactly. Exactly.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jennifer said one lie is I love you.
It sure does.
No, but it's never okay to lie, y'all. Okay? But people lie all the time. For instance, people do little white lies. In other words, how you doing, Miss Kirkisha? People have a party, surprise party coming up. You know, you heard about me having something? No.
Right.
Just walk off like you ain't here. Because I never lied. I walk it off. I'm changing the subject. You just...
Oh, my God.
Because it's still, a lie is not color-coded. Just because it's a little white lie, hey, don't even ask me. Don't ask me, please.
Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Don't even ask me right now. I'm not in the mind frame to answer you. We'll talk tomorrow after your birthday.
People lie all the time in a heightened, passionate state. In other words, can I tell y'all? People also lie, and they never meant what they said and said what they meant. You know how people sign contracts? That's why they don't like to sign a contract, because the contract reminds you of what you signed. See, they don't really put it on paper. People lie when they give tithes. The pastor gets you all riled up, and you know you don't mean that, because you done found yourself giving $200 out of emotion. You never meant that.
Yep.
Then you mad, and you get home, and the lights off. You didn't mean it.
Amen.
But you lied because you want to impress somebody. You know you ain't have nothing. You done went up to the collection plate. Why are you?
Amen.
Hold on. Y'all for real. Just an envelope? And we be putting 75 cents in the cup. Why do you need an envelope for coins? You just wanted that lady to see you. You lying. You wasn't going up there to pay for time. You just wanted somebody to see what you had on that thing.
Oh, come on.
And Mr. Carr, it's
hold on, Mr.
It's
DJ.
A shame.
Hold on, Mr. DJ. Don't talk about when the pastor says if he got the tithes and offer, you raise the envelope and talk about everybody send up. You know ain't nothing in there, right? But ain't nothing but a prayer up in there. You don't have to do that. Yeah. Okay.
I just want to say it's a shame because as parents, some parents tell some huge lies in December, and you know what I'm talking about, and will beat their kids if they don't believe the lie. And then yet, you're going to come back to the kid and expect to tell them about God after you've been lying? You know what I'm saying? That was devastating for me. After I found out, I couldn't believe nothing that they said no more. No Easter Bunny, no Tooth Fairy, no. I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Mr. DJ, over 40 years old, my master's mom and dad, and Mr. DJ, they meant what they said. They said what they meant. Let us move.
I'm just saying. That's crazy to a kid, you know?
I got you. We're gonna play with you. Y'all, let's run through these real quickly. The next question. Is being indecisive a sin? Real quickly, Mrs. DJ. Is being indecisive a sin?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Y'all, when you have an undecided mind, is that a sin? The Bible said this. The Bible said a double-minded man is unstable in all thy ways. See, the Bible said let the church be built upon a rock. When it's built upon the rock
right.
of God, it's stability. To be indecisive is a sin because, see, double-minded is not of God. The Bible says, choose ye this day. In other words, choose who you're going to serve. In other words, make your choice right now. In other words, if you're in a relationship, do you want a woman who's going to be teetering, tottering with you today, tomorrow, or not? Do you want a man
right.
that's going to be in today and out tomorrow? That is a sin.
Right.
Because mean what you say and say what you mean because, in other words, you say, today I love you, but tomorrow I love them. Then I come back today, I know I really meant to. No. Ain't gonna be
oh, yeah. Okay. Even if they don't act on it, that's what I thought you meant. Like,
okay, even if they don't
know,
act
in
on
your
it,
mind.
It's yeah. because you got to let the person know and let them be. Remember the Bible said, know them that labor amongst you. I need to know if you're
right.
on my side or not. And don't just say it.
That's
I need
right.
some actions to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Problem?
Yeah.
So if you're not decided, remember, Satan is the author of confusion. Satan wants you to be undecided. God said make a choice. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Satan says be undecided. See, when you're undecided, that means you need physical evidence. When you're undecided, that means you're not operating in faith. Because if God told me whether I see it or not, I'm decided. My mind is made up. I got a made-up mind. You can't have a made-up mind and be undecided at the same time.
That's true.
Hello? It's a sin.
Hey, Mike.
What you say, Miss Crystal? Unless it's trying to figure out where to go eat. Miss Crystal, you must be hungry. What that thing is?
That's what I was thinking of, too, Mr. Carr. I ain't going to eat this part. That's what
hungry.
I was thinking about, too, Mr. Carr.
You talking about McDonald's?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's where I was going with that, Mr. Carr. Yeah, exactly.
How you doing, Miss Lasagna? Boy, I hadn't seen you in. All right. Miss Lasagna, all right. How are you? I was married now, all right. Look at that. How you doing, Ms. Shan? All right, Ms. Jennifer? All right, here we go, y'all. Next question. I have a problem expressing myself directly. How can I get help to say what I mean and mean what I say? Y'all ever seen somebody like that? They have problems expressing themselves. How
yes.
can they, real quickly, Mr. DJ, we want to be quick on these. How can I get help to say what I mean and mean what I say?
You need to turn to God. That's the only person that can help you. Because you trying to figure out yourself, I don't think that's going to make it worse.
Okay. Here's
you know?
The thing.
Yeah.
What's going on, Cornelia? This is my brother from high school. What's going on, man? So I have a problem expressing myself directly. How can I get help to mean what I say and say what I mean? Remember this. E is the rib, right? E,
okay.
E came from the rib, right? Okay. So she's the rib.
Yes.
Guess what God's word is? God's word is the backbone. In other words, see, when you walk in boldness, if I have a problem expressing myself, how do I get this fortitude, this boldness to say what I mean and mean what I say? The word of God, that's my backbone. Oh, she's my rib, but my backbone is his word. In other words, I have no problem when I'm mature in God.
All right.
Is it okay, Mr. Carr, to tell people to slow down, too? I mean, to think before you speak?
Of course. It's always okay.
No, I mean, just don't be so quick to jump out there. You know, just think about it first.
That's why the Bible says it this way, Mr. DJ. Count the cost.
Amen.
Count the cost.
Amen.
Count the cost of your thoughts, not your words. Because people say, well, my grandmama told me if you can't say nothing good. Who told you that? Your grandmama. This is what your daddy told you. God. God said don't even have that thought in your head.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Count the cost.
Amen.
Not of what you might say. Count the cost of what you may think. That's more important.
All right.
Remember, the Bible says it's not what goes into a man's mouth and makes him unclean. It's what comes out.
It's what comes out. Yep.
Amen.
That means the heart is right. Okay. All right. Here we go. Next question real quickly. I love this question. Can y'all, share this on y'all page. Watch this now. Look at this question. The question says, we're talking about mean what you say and say what you mean. The question says, if we Christians are supposed to say what we mean, and mean what we say, then why is the divorce rate so high in the Christian community?
Ooh.
Real quickly, Mr.
Okay.
DJ, you said what you meant, and you meant what you said. That's your wife, that's your husband. Why is the divorce rate so high?
Because many of us are not as Christian as we claim. I mean, we're not walking in God and meaning what we say and saying what we mean. That's what I think.
I'm going to tell it like this. Can I give y'all King David, the shepherd boy?
Give it, make it real.
It's not that we didn't mean what we said. It's what happened was our flesh got the best of us. And we started to
ride with
the flesh as opposed to ride with the word. In other words, we sided with the flesh before siding with the word. You see? So you got to be careful. This is where discernment comes in. Okay? Because just because one calls himself a Christian don't mean that they're Christian. As a matter of fact, true Christians never say they're Christian because they need to blend in to win you over.
Come on.
Oh, hold on. Let me say that again. A detective undercover cop will get closer to the criminal than a uniformed cop. If you really are a child of God, you don't... You become undercover.
You don't have to tell people.
It's not that I don't want you to know who I am. You'll figure that out because you'll see the traces of my work. In other words, I need to get close to you. I can't get close to you with me wearing a Bible, having a Bible and you know, this priesthood on because you're going to only respect my title. You will not respect the God that's trying to get. In other words, I need you to be who you are so that I can correct it. I'll never see it.
Come on.
If you respect what I got on. I know. That's why you wear your hat backwards. No, it's just me. It's who God called me to be. But then, because as a matter of fact, they said, watch this. Mean what you say and say what you mean? Watch this. If they could recognize Jesus, right? Judas wouldn't have to kiss him. That means you should
come
be
on,
a Christian physically.
That's right.
It's all about the internal. Hello? And God meant
that's
that.
Good.
So in other words, if we are Christians and we're supposed to mean what we say and say what we mean, why is the divorce rate so high? Because people have fallen short. People have fallen away. The thing is, don't you stay there. See, divorce rates are high because somebody has the right to say, I'm divorcing you because what you did is none of... I can't accept it. So this is why the Bible says show yourself blameless. When you said it, make sure you're willing to walk that walk and stay in it. Christian. No matter what situation may come. I mean, even if Lisa Ray come, I got to close my... I got to be a Ray Charles or Lisa Ray. I might speak every now and then, but I'm dying.
Yeah.
But I can't. You got to leave that alone.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes, sir. No, seriously. You got to stay focused on God, all right? Here we go. Next question real quickly. I'm in a relationship, and I find myself lost many times. I need your help. How can I tell if my mate really loves me? I mean, they say the right things, they do all the right things, but in my heart, I feel like they could give more. Help me, please. Wow. Okay.
You will know them by their actions.
Okay.
Actions speak louder than words. I mean, the words are fine, but they should show that self-approval.
And watch this. Mean what you say and say what you mean. Be careful of people's actions, too, because Satan is slick. Satan will say it. And Satan to do it. That don't mean that Satan's heart is in it. See, this is when you start watching the heart. The heart says it's not about just the actions. It's not just about the words. Heart is strictly discernment with God. Remember, man judges the outward. God judges the inward. See, so many people are bamboozled when it comes to, oh, he meant what he said. My husband got me a car. Baby, just because he got you a car, you said he loved you. Your husband could have a whole other wife on the other side of town. That don't mean nothing.
Yep.
Now, it's on you to be responsible enough to have a heart connection with God. And when you have a heart connection with God, you know when people mean what they say and say what they mean because your heart is connected to his and God's heart is connected to everything. So it's much like y'all have seen you jump a car, you know when they got bad battery? Because the good battery is hell. Listen what I'm telling you. Because the good God, the good Lord, the good spirit, the good righteous one, he can tell, in other words, you test the spirit by the spirit. How you know, even if he said the right thing, she said the right thing, she do the right things, he do the right things, that does not matter. Because Satan is split. And Satan will say it and mean it. That don't mean they love you. Nah. If they'll do all that for you and won't do it for God faithfully, how much love can they give you?
All right.
Amen.
How much love can they really give you? It's going to be limited. Oh, it's going to be limited. Oh, it's going to be limited. All right? So if you feel they can give more, see, what does God tell you? Now, is that an emotional thing that you feel they can do more, or did God tell you they can do more? Because, see, some people can give you a zillion, but God said they can give more. Y'all know Cain and Abel, right? Cain gave a lot,
right?
But it wasn't good enough.
That's right.
Y'all follow me? Mean what you say and say what you mean. Okay? When you say, I love God, when you say you love her, when you say you love him, go beyond what you said. This is how you know people mean it. When they say, I love you, and they do more than what they said. But, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, everybody quiet. All right, Ms. Lasagna said, consistency is key. That's right. Okay, how you doing, Ms. Chapman Johnson? How are you? Ms. Natasha said, are you whole in your relationship with God? Or what are you missing? All right. Mr. Lachey, how are you? All right. No more questions, y'all. That's it, Ms. Tiana? Let's go ahead and wrap it up. Okay. Mr. DJ, you mind praying for us, please?
Yes, bow your head, close your eyes, open up your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together again. Thank you for our leader, Father, and for us to feast and fellowship on your word, Father. Thank you for just being you. Thank you for providing safety for those of us that are traveling and for our kids and families. We thank you, Lord. We lift you up. You said if we lift you up, we will draw all men unto you, Father. Hope that something said that may touch somebody and keep them on the right path of righteousness, Father, and help us to be held accountable, to be better Christians, to speak and say what we need and mean what we say. We ask these things in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Have a great night. Make sure y'all share this call and make sure y'all follow us next week. We'll be back on. We come in with some powerful stuff. Okay? If y'all get a chance, check out on Wednesday for Bible study. Okay, it's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right? And that number is 225-364-0211. And make sure y'all go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.